you got wearied running with them. What are you going, how are you going to contend with horses? And if in the land of peace they have wearied you, what are you going to do in the swelling of the Jordan? The swelling of the Jordan has to do with when the waters of Jordan rose up and they started to flood the jungles around the Jordan, the lions would come out of the wilderness and go into places where people lived. In other words, what are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan when you got to contend with lions? If you got discouraged because something didn't happen yesterday, and now you don't know what you're going to do, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to wait on God. You're going to wait on the Lord. See, sometimes you think you got this thing all figured out, and you don't. See, that's why our soul prospers as we live in God. So what God is dealing with you on is prospering your soul. The wineskin of your soul is being stretched. In other words, you're having to find or allow tribulation to work in you a greater measure of patience. Say amen. Amen. I said you have to allow the tribulation, the challenge that you face to, and see, in the process of the transformation, oftentimes we are anxious. You feel the anxiety. You don't feel patience. But see, patience is having a work on you. God is stretching you. He's enlarging your territory. He's increasing you. Amen. But it's uncomfortable because he's stretching you. Amen. So, having understood that, let me start to release some prophetic things over your life. God's plan for you, and this is what this prophetic word is going to do for you. Number one, the word that I'm releasing over you today is going to cause you to rise above your brethren. Now, understand something. I'm not talking about competition. I'm not talking about strife. I'm not talking about you looking down on someone or outdoing someone. No, God is going to cause you to rise among your brethren. There are many in here. There's a higher calling upon your life. But you've been discouraged because of the way. But now you're beginning to understand God is just stretching me. He's just getting me ready. Listen, we don't walk by sight. And we don't walk by feeling. All kind of feelings can come toward you. You cannot feel like it. You can feel like God don't care about you, that God is so far from you, like you're all alone. I mean, he'll never leave you alone. I mean, he'll never forsake you. Amen. Somebody say amen for real. If you understand what I'm talking about. You see, you got to know this for yourself. There are times you have to encourage yourself. You got to talk to yourself. You got to cast down those imaginations, arrest those thoughts, and say, God is going to be true to what he told me back then. This too shall pass. Amen. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Tell somebody I'm coming out as gold. Amen. He's going to call. Are you ready to rise? I'm not talking about comparing yourself among yourself. I'm not talking about looking down on somebody else. I'm talking about rising up into your destiny. There's some high callings in this house. There's some high callings in this region. And it's about time you stop being timid. It's about time you stop being fearful. And receive that kingly anointing. Somebody reach up and grab that kingly anointing. Come on, reach up and grab that kingly anointing. Tell somebody right now, stop being afraid of what the devil might do. He ain't gonna do nothing but what God allows him or suffers him. The wrath of man, God, listen. God will allow the wrath of man or wrath to go so far it'll only go as far as it'll glorify him. And the remainder of it, God will restrain it. He ain't letting it happen. We cannot be lazy. Can I use that? No, that's a strong word. We cannot be lazy or indolent with our words, with our praise, with our worship, with our doing for God, with our being. Stop being lazy. Let me say it again. Stop being lazy. We got some people don't talk much, but it's because they're lazy with their words. You don't talk when you should talk. Look at somebody, tell them right now, smile at them. Tell them, stop being lazy. Amen. We are a generation that God's going to cause us to rise. Now, three things we cannot afford to do or get involved with as we rise. Number one is competing. Stop competing with other people. Stay in your lane. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize. Amen. Run toward the roar. Follow the Christ. Number two is contend. Stop contending. Stop competing, stop contending. And number three, don't you dare criticize. As God causes you to rise up among your brethren to lead or to influence, don't you dare become critical. He that rules must be just, have a humble spirit. Amen. All this stuff we see on TV and all of that stuff, that's not true leadership. The true example of leadership was Jesus the Christ. He is the ultimate leader. And look how he led. All right? Look at somebody and tell them, you're about to rise. Are you ready? This prophetic word, I'm telling you, get ready to rise. And you got to be ready for it. You got to understand that God is stretching you so that you don't become critical and cynical and bitter when God stretches you. He's only getting you ready for more. More responsibility. More influence. Amen. All these things, more. Everything about God's government has to do with increase. And if you are truly moving with him, he's stretching you. There are seasons where he stretches you and your soul can become discouraged because your soul's not there yet. God stretches you and then he opens you up wider and your soul has to stay in God and prosper. You can't jump out of God and start becoming cynical and unbelieving and doubting and fearing. No, you got to stay in God. Lord, I don't know where you're taking me right now. This don't feel real good, but hallelujah, anyhow. I know you're in control. I know you're the captain of my ship. I know my time's in your hands. I know I'm blessed and highly favored, though I don't feel like it. But Lord, I know you're in control, and I'm going to praise you all the way through. Your soul prospers as you live in God. Everybody can shout when the blessing's on them. But what about when you're being challenged? What about when they don't seem like anything's working? What about when it seems like everything's at a standstill? Can you still shout? Can you still praise? When it seems like you don't hear from heaven, we don't feel your anointing. Can you still praise God? Can you preach in season and out of season? Can you rebuke and reprove with all long-suffering and doctrine? Can you do it anyhow? Can you be faithful when you don't feel like being faithful? Can you love when you feel like hating? Talk to me. I said, talk to me. I said, when you feel like hating, when you feel like getting revenge, can you overcome evil with good? Can you be kind when nobody's being kind to you? Can you give when it hurts? Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on. Sometimes your soul gets discouraged. Tell somebody, encourage yourself. Stir up that gift. I said, stir up that gift. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Stir up that gift. I said, stir up that gift. There's a whole lot of land that's left for you to take over. There's a whole lot more attached to your inheritance. This prophetic word is causing you to rise among your brethren. Give me 2 Kings chapter 9. I'm going to show you what this prophetic word is doing to us. Some need to stop talking about their past and start heralding their future. Stop talking about what was and talk about what's coming. Stop talking about all your failures and talk about what you believe. Can we get it there? Elisha, the prophet, called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, gird up thy loins and take this box of oil in thine hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look, and there Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. Give me verse 1 again. The prophet Elijah told one of the young prophets, gird your loins, take this oil, go to Ramoth Gilead. Next verse. When you go there, find Jehu. Go in. The first thing it said, make him arise up from among his brethren. There's a kingly anointing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I said, there's a kingly anointing that's coming upon the body of Christ. That's coming upon those that have positioned themselves. That's coming upon those that will encourage themselves in the Lord. Don't miss your day of visitation. Choose out Jehu. He's going to finish this thing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.